Kayo man ay naghahanap ng trabaho, nais simula ng inyong sariling negosyo o matupad ang isang matagal ng hilig, ang pagsisimula ng isang bagong karera sa kinalaunan sa buhay ay maaaring maging mahirap. Nakausap namin ang isang babae na naging isang guro sa yoga sa kanyang edad na 60, mga coach sa karera o profesyon at isang may edad na recruiter ng manggagawa para sa mga tip at kalakaran upang tulungan kayong makagawa ng isang matagumpay na transisyon sa inyong karera. Sa tampok na ulat ni Ami Chen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa kabila ng maraming taon ng klase, hindi kailanman naisip ni Derinsha Boyd na magtuturo siya ng yoga sa kanyang edad na 60. Matapos ang 4 na dekada sa HR at recruitment, sa gulang na 60, siya ay kusang loob na umayaw sa trabaho nang ilipat ng kumpanya ang operasyon nito sa labas ng bansa.
The year that I was away from work, I started to think very seriously about what it was that I would like to do. I didn't really give a lot of thought about whether I could do it. I just thought in terms of what I would like to do and then thought, well, I'll think about the things that really I could see myself becoming very, you know, interested and passionate about and then worry about how I get there later.
Isang hindi inaasahang pagtatagpo sa isang backpacking na guro ng yoga malapit sa dulo ng kanyang mga paglalakbay ay nagbigay inspirasyon sa kanya upang pumasok sa isang hindi inaasahang paglalakbay.
And then she said, "Dorinthia, why don't you teach yoga to people your own age? The problem in Australia, there's no older teachers. They're all very young." And it was sort of like a light bulb moment. I walked downstairs and I knew. And within 10 days, I had set up Yoga 50+.
Isang taon siyang nagsanay bilang guro ng yoga at 2 taon na pag-aaral ng Advanced Anatomy sa Physiologia. Ngayon, sa gulang na 69, tinatamasan ni Derinsha Boyd ang bawat segundo ng kanyang trabaho sa pagtuturo ng yoga.
As an older person in a new venture, I had many days of doubting myself and I pushed through it and I'm glad that I did. But yes, there is a difficult time because you can read negative reports in the paper and you can see others and think, oh, I've had it, you know, I'm too old. But keep engaged with people, keep engaged in your passions, your interests, and the confidence will flow with that.
Ang may akda ng librong Rethink Your Career in Your 40s, 50s, and 60s, Joanna Maxwell, ay isang career coach para sa mga taong may edad lagpas 40. Sinabi niya, sa mas mahabang inaasahang taon ng buhay, hindi karaniwan para sa mga tao na pumasok sa isang bagong karera sa kinalaunan sa buhay.
The number of healthy years we can expect has increased by about 4 years. So we're living longer, but we're also much healthier and more energetic than, say, our grandparents were. And so that opens up a whole lot of other career possibilities in your 50s and 60s and beyond.
Ang pagsisimula ng isang negosyo ay isang kaakit-akit na opsyon para sa marami. Napag-alaman ng isang kamakailang pag-aaral sa Swinburne University of Technology at Queensland University of Technology na 34% ng lahat ng mga batang kumpanya sa Australia ay pinamumunuan ngayon ng mga seniorpreneurs na may average na edad na 57. Ngunit nagbabala sa Joanna Maxwell laban sa paggamit ng lahat ng inyong ipon ng sabay-sabay.
Ask yourself why you want to start a business. Do you want to take over the world or you just want to monetize a hobby or earn a secondary income to support your partner or to help your grandchildren or whatever? Because all of those things will be really relevant.
Ang pagsisimula ng isang bagong negosyo ay maaaring mukhang isang malaking misyon. Ngunit ito ay tungkol din sa paggawa sa mga hakbang at gawing kayang mapamahalaan.
Because it can seem like you're jumping off a cliff, but in fact, if you slowly build a bridge across, it's so much easier just to take one step a day towards it. And you need to be a bit creative, I think, about a career search in older life.
Iminungkahi niya na subukin muna ang mga hindi masyadong mapanganib na kapaligiran.
There are really good opportunities in what we now are starting to call the gig economy. So that's things like renting out a room on Airbnb or driving for Uber or putting up tasks on Airtasker and websites like that. I think that can also be quite a nice way to test whether you're suitable for business before you cash in your savings.
Isang kamakailang ulat ng Australian Human Rights Commission ay nag-highlight sa mahigit isang kaapat o mahigit one quarter ng mga Australiano na may gulang lagpas 50 ay nakaranas ng mga forma ng diskriminasyon sa edad sa nakalipas na 2 taon. Pinatutunayan nito na ang diskriminasyon base sa edad ay isa pa ring pangunahing balakid pagdating sa paghahanap ng trabaho para sa mga mature o mas nakatatandang manggagawa. Si Ailis Logan na isang dalubhasa sa pagtuturo o coaching sa karera o profesyon para sa mga migranteng may kasanayan, na marami sa mga ito ay mga mas matatandang manggagawa. Sinabi niya na ang iyong saloobin ang nagtatakda ng iyong tagumpay na makuha ang pangarap na trabaho.
You know, if you focus on cultural differences, if you focus on your age barriers, that's all you see. That kind of puts the obstacles mentally or energetically, if you like, in your own way. So I get people to say, okay, what things haven't I thought about? What actions haven't I taken?
Nagbigay siya ng isang halimbawa ng isang middle-aged na kliyenteng Vietnamese na may background sa pagbabangko na sa huli ay nakakuha ng isang mahusay na trabaho sa kabila ng hindi nagsasalita ng perpektong Ingles.
And I said, let's go off and sort out your English at the same time as working on the opportunities. Initially, she was applying for particular type of jobs and getting rejected. We worked our way through looking at, I said to her, you know, every bank here, have you gone to the banking association meetings? Have you networked here? Do you know people there? So we sort of built a repertoire of things she was going to do to help her get to her goal. In the end, she got a very good job with Citibank as an analyst.
Sinabi niya na ang pinakamalaking pagkakamali ng mga naghahanap ng trabaho ay ang pagpapadala ng parehong resume ng paulit-ulit.
Number one, having a very good resume that's actually tailored to suit a job. It's about very good application to the right jobs where you totally fit the bill. And most people don't do that. They just act out of desperation.
Sa halos 70% ng lakas paggawa ng Australia na nagtatrabaho sa maliliit hanggang katamtamang laki ng negosyo, iminungkahi ni Ailis Logan ang aktibong networking upang matapik ang malaking nakatagong merkado na ito kung saan maraming mga employer ang masaya na mag-empleyo ng mga mature o mas maedad na mga manggagawa.
If you're an accountant or you're an engineer, no matter what you do, you should be getting out there and getting to know about the market, getting to know companies. Go and connect with people. Go and understand what companies are doing what, because even at interview, you're able to talk about what's happening for that company in the market, who their competitors are, what their business drivers are.
Pinamamahalaan ni Judy Higgins ang www.olderworkers.com.au, isang recruitment website para sa mga mature o mas may edad na mga manggagawa. Marami sa kanyang kliyente ay mga maliliit hanggang katamtamang kumpanya na naghahanap ng mga maaasahang kawani na may edad lagpas 45 na maaaring makalutas ng mga problema at makakonekta sa mga customer.
Call center work, retail work, office work, banking, and in various areas, aged care. So, you know, that goes through administration down to gardening, to preparing meals. A certificate 3 or 4 in aged care so that you can work in aged care. And most people, even gardeners and people who work in the kitchens, often need to have that certificate 3 or 4 in aged care.
May mga trabaho sa mga lumalaking industriya na hindi nangangailangan ng matatas na Ingles. Gayunpaman, iminungkahi niya ang pagkuha ng police check bago mag-apply ng trabaho.
A lot of jobs these days require a police check. It basically means you've had a police check and you're now clear to go into people's homes and aged care homes or work with children. Or once you've got that, and it's not very expensive to get, it really does open up a whole lot of doors for you.
Hinuhulaan ang isang ulat ng Productivity Commission na inilabas noong nagdaang taon na 40% ng mga umiiral na trabaho ay maaaring binabantaan ng digital na pagkagambala ng mga teknolohiya tulad ng otomasyon at pag-aaral ng makina sa susunod na 10 hanggang 15 taon. Umaasa si Judy Higgins na sa mga tradisyonal na mga trabaho na mabilis na naantala ng teknolohiya, mahalaga para sa mga naghahanap ng trabaho na maging handang matuto ng mga bagong kasanayan.
You need to be prepared to look at something that's totally, totally different because a lot of the traditional jobs are disappearing. And if you are looking for what you've done for the past 20 years, it may not be there.